Morning, church.
Morning.
My name is apparently irrelevant. Just like to thank what's his name for that welcome. He came back there a minute ago and apologized. He said, "Hey, no problem. It'll all work out." Yeah, I'm over it. At this time, we take Lord's Supper, the communion, and turn with me to 1 Corinthians 15. Raise your hand if you know who Eugene Bartlett is. I know who that is? No, okay, good. We'll come back to him. So, a little disclaimer here. It's very important. The framework for this communion message was done in August 2021. Okay, remember that. So, one of our favorite questions is, who won? Those of you who know me know that matters. Who won? Whether it's baseball, right? The Braves won. That matters. Football, the Bulldogs won. That matters. In the Olympics, some people won. Matter to them. You know, whether it's boxing or whatever it is, you know, who won? You go to your kid's soccer match, baseball, softball, it matters. Who won? An election, it matters. Who won? Final Four, that matters. Sometimes the devil just gets blue. I get that. But you know, the sky is always the right color. Covers us. Who won? What was the outcome? You know, sometimes you can tell who lost just if you hear what people say when it's done. We played our hearts out. That's code for it. We lost. Really proud of our team. We lost. Really appreciate the support of the fans. We lost. The officiating was bad. We lost. You go to a kid's game and your game's over and they go, "Man, the snacks were great. Those fruit cups were really good." That's code. We lost. We'll get them next time, which means we didn't get them this time. We lost. So as we go in front of the cross and look at Jesus on the cross, you say, who won? He's beaten, he's bleeding, he's charged as a criminal, he's dying on the cross. Who won? So we know the outcome, right? But at the time, if you put yourself in front of the cross, you don't know that. There's nothing that looks like it's winning. Nothing looks good. Nothing looks like victory. Jesus lost his friends, his dignity, and his life. Who won? Well, maybe it was the Romans at the time. Maybe the Romans thought, we're in power, we're in control, and this is a message. Maybe the Pharisees thought, you know, now we got this heretic and he's dead. Great, we're done with this. In a deep level, maybe Satan thought, all right, I'm winning. I've crucified God's only son. Maybe sin won. I have power over men, now I still do. Maybe death won. Jesus dies. As far as they knew, that's it. It just didn't look like winning. And there's two problems here. One of them is we confuse position with power. You see, Pharaoh had the position, right? But Moses had the power. Goliath had the power. The position. But David turned out to have the power. Nebuchadnezzar had the position. But Daniel had the power. King Agrippa had the power, the position, but Paul had the power. In the same way, Pontius Pilate had the position, but Jesus had the power. Sin had the position, Jesus had the power. Death had the position, Jesus had the power. You know, the world we live in doesn't look like, or doesn't understand and value true winning, acting humbly, loving justice, being patient, not demanding to be first, loving your enemies, glorifying God instead of self. It's just not valued. So who won? It just didn't look like winning with Jesus on the cross. Until 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55. I start in 54, part of it. 1 Corinthians 15, I'm going to start right part of end of 54. It says, death has been swallowed up in victory. O death, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus came back from the dead. Now that looks like winning. That looks like victory. Even this passage, trash-talking death. Right? Hey, what happened? Without your winning, no way. Who won? God did. And so did we. We also won, but not because we deserved it. Not because we earned it. As we sit here today and take communion, we don't deserve or earn that. But we were chosen and redeemed off the losing team. Right? God says, I'm going to take you off the losing team and put you on the winning team. It says here, the sting of death is sin. And the word sting here is like a deadly scorpion that bites you. As soon as it bites you, you die. There's actually a great picture, and it shows Jesus' foot on the cross, and it's all bloody, and it's smashing the scorpion. That was the picture here. That the scorpion, since it has no sting anymore, has no power. It's just rubbish. It's just gone. He stomped it. He crushed it. That's what he did to death. It says here that in verse 45, death has been swallowed up in victory. For those of you like me who have sort of a visual learner, this is where in the movie Shrek, where the dragon goes down and swallows Lord Farquaad, right? And his little crown rolls out. Swallowed up in death. For those of us who are visual learners. It says victory. It says he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, victory had a price. But also had a prize. And the prize to God was us. It's salvation. It's forgiveness. It's a relationship with him. That's the prize for God that he wanted. So what should our response be? Our response here says, thanks be to God. I think gratitude should be a part of every communion. When I get there in a great place, I realize, okay, I'm in a good place for communion. I'm grateful. I'm not trying to earn this. I'm not trying to suddenly fix all my problems. I'm grateful to God. It says here, God gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, victory in Jesus. A song that we're familiar with. Yes, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Yes, he plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. That song was written by Eugene Bartlett. Now we know. Eugene Bartlett was born in 1888. He lived in Missouri and in Arkansas, and he was a famous publisher and musician and writer. He wrote a lot of cool stuff, a lot of great stuff, but at age 51, he had a massive stroke. He couldn't walk. He couldn't talk. He was basically bedridden. He died 2 years later, and during those 2 years, he wrote that song, Victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. Let's pray. God, we're grateful, God, for the fact that you have brought us from the losing team. Grateful for the fact, God, that you forgive our sins and give us a relationship with you. That, God, you have overpowered everything that's bad. God, you've overcome death. You've overcome sin, God. And it was a tremendous price you paid, and we want to be grateful to you this morning for that. Thank you for loving us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.